Hi, everybody. This is the All Things That Go Bump in the Night podcast. I am Kelly. Normally, we would be introducing Mouse right now, but I am out of town. So instead, we have a special guest appearance for my little sister, Mickey.
Hey.
So we're not doing any research or anything like that for this episode. We're just going to talk about, you know, things that we've experienced through our childhood. We've seen some shit.
Yeah, we have.
We've got some stories.
We have, like, the weirdest stories.
We had the weirdest
stories
childhood.
That you literally would read in, like, an urban legend, almost.
I know.
Like people would be like, you guys are making that up. No, this stuff has seriously happened to us.
So, do you remember when we lived in Mansfield, when, before Mom and Dad got divorced, and the little girl that was all in black?
Yeah. I would pretend that our dog Bear at the time, because there was also the ghost in the wall's name.
Brutus.
Okay,
he wasn't
Bruce.
A ghost, he was a monster.
Whatever.
He protected us at night.
But I don't know if it was, like, my imagination or anything, but, like, I thought the two were, like, correlated, I guess. I don't know.
So you thought that Bear was Brutus?
No. Bear was, like, my protector of Brutus. And I know Brutus was, like, so Brutus was our...
It was our imaginary friend who came out and protected us while we slept.
Yeah, he was happy, but...
It was all a story Mom made up to get us to sleep.
Oh, God.
But, no, yeah. I mean, we had the little girl in the house that, you know, there was one day where Mom and Dad were napping. And we were out in the living room and we were coloring, and I just happened to look up into the kitchen and I was like, Mickey, get off the counter or off the fridge. And you were like, I'm sitting right here next to you.
Oh, my God.
And you were like, you were six. So I was like eight.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was a lot of things that, like, I didn't remember either. Like, when we moved back.
I was fixated, though, on the top of the fridge for some reason. I was always so fixated about it and always had dreams about being on top of the fridge for some reason. I don't know why.
Like, you know, we moved out of the house when I was 11 and we moved to Malden into that beautiful, beautiful farm home. You know, but it had that creepy-ass fucking basement and this, like, a random window to our enclosed back porch in your bedroom. And it always freaked us out. Like, that curtain was never open. Mm-mm. We never opened that curtain. Mm-mm. And then, you know, we had...
It always let cold air in, too. That's why I don't like it.
Well, and then, you know, down in the cellar, it was that rock cellar where you had to lift the floorboards up to get down there.
And to do laundry and everything.
Yeah, and there was
that door.
There was that door down in the basement. None of us had the key to it. It was, like, padlocked and, like, it had, like, four different locks on it. And we have no clue what was in there, but you would hear things moving around in there.
Yeah.
And it freaked Mom out. She hated going and doing laundry down there. And then, you know, we moved back to the house on Mansfield when Mom and Dad separated. And then that's when shit started really happening with me. Because you got Mom and Dad's old room. I stayed in our old room. And then Mom got... she was sleeping in the living room. And then Missy moved in with Ronnie. Ronnie slept with me. Jessica stayed with you. Bubba got the basement. And Mom...
I can't believe he slept on me.
I know. Mom took the attic, which was our playroom, and then Missy took the living room.
I can't believe Mom slept up there.
Well, to be fair, she had Corey with her. But I started having nightmares all the time. I started dealing with panic attacks. There was something about the closet that terrified me. And I remember one night, like, I had that antique... lamp that always had to be at the head of my bed. And Veronica wanted to put it on the complete opposite side of the room when we rearranged, and I lost my shit. Like, I was bawling. And, like, she ended up tattling to Missy and Mom. And you know how it was. We get in trouble for everything.
Yeah, we do.
And Mom finally was like, why is this such a big deal that the lamp be next to your bed? And I was like, because something in our room scares me. Something about that closet scares me.
Yeah.
And I would have nightmares about it. I would see faces staring out at me in the middle of the night. It always felt like something sinister was standing there in the closet staring at me. I've never been that way with closets. It's only ever been in that house. Like, every single place we've lived at since then. And then there was another night when you guys all told me about this after Missy and them moved out and we moved into the house on, or to the apartment on Boone. There was an incident where we were sitting in the living room chit-chatting. Mom and Missy were gone. So it was just all of us kids. And some guy in a yellow tracksuit came out from the kitchen and sat next to me on the couch. And we were kind of just looking at him like, what the fuck? And I think you and Jesse were in your room at the time. So I think it was just me, Bubba, and Ronnie in the living room. And all of a sudden, he got up and walked to your room. And then there was screaming and, like, we ran in there to see what's going on. And apparently, like, your bed was covered in blood or something like that. I don't know if that actually happened, but, or if you guys were just trying to fuck with me. Because, like, when they moved back out to, like, the Mead area is when you guys all told me that.
I do not remember that.
Yeah, you all told me that it happened, and it could have easily have been you guys just trying to fuck with me. But
I don't remember a lot of stuff like that, though, honestly. I'm trying so hard to remember that, and I can't remember anything else. It sounds familiar, though, but it sounds so familiar. Like, it sounds like, you know, I'm probably going to dream about it tonight.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. I'm going to be in my hotel room all by myself having these scary nightmares.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, and then, you know, we had the... When we were teenagers, you know, Rye had the two nannies, April and Mikey, that took us out to the Forker house.
Oh, yeah, so Rye was probably around the age of 8.
No, he was 5.
5. You're right. So, before we get onto that topic, that was about the age where I was home alone with Riley. It was just him and I. And I don't know if he remembers this, but I went into his bedroom. He was in the room that was... We lived in the duplex.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, where they live now.
We just moved into the new duplex. And
so this was, before April and Mikey.
Oh,
then.
Yeah. This is before babysitting time. I don't know where Mom was. I don't know where Chad was. I was home alone with Rye. He was sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I wasn't home alone with him. Maybe I felt home alone with
Well,
him.
Mom worked during the day, and then Chad worked in the evenings, yeah. And they kind of, there was a period of time where they would both be gone, where they were, like, in transit.
Well, he was sleeping for the night, so I think that maybe...
Oh, maybe Mom was going out a lot in the middle of the night with April, because...
This was before, though, April was in the picture.
She was always going over to Bill and Robin's, too, and hanging out with Robin.
Maybe. I don't know. It was at night. It was bedtime. At night, and I remember walking down the hallway and looking into his room, and he's sitting up in his bed, just like sitting up, looking straight forward, and still asleep, but his eyes are awake, and I'm like, Riley, and he just is sitting there, not moving. Nothing. And ever since then, I've always was scared of, like, walking in to check on people to go to sleep, like, while they were sleeping.
Like your kids.
I just think that they're going to be sitting up, like, in a possessed manner. And Riley definitely, like, traumatized me for that.
So, when we first moved into that house, it's funny because, you know, pretty much the entire time, all growing up, you know, every time I felt something, you guys all told me I was crazy. It was all in my head. And like when we first moved into that house, I told you guys, there is a little boy here. I saw him. And mom was like, oh no, you just are imagining things. You just don't want to be home alone and this, that, and the other. And then after we started going to the Forker house, you know, she was talking to April. She was laying on the floor in the living room watching some kind of ghost show because we, you know, that's how we all bonded. Yeah. We all would watch Ghost Adventure, or not Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, you know, Paranormal something. State. And she looked back to say something, and she, you know, she had a good view of the closet, or the hallway.
Oh, yeah, I remember
And she
this.
Saw the little boy walk into the closet, and she looked at me, and she was like, I believe you. And I was like, yeah. Told you!
Yeah.
And, like...
I remember that, because she, like, literally didn't believe you.
No. And, you know, it's just, it always makes me laugh. And then, you know, we started going to that house. So this house, we call it the Forker House because it was on Jacobs Lane and Forker Road. So it's up in West Valley. West Valley or East Valley?
I don't even know.
It's over by Sullivan area. I think it's East Valley. But it's up on these cliffs. So, like, the entire road is lined with, like, these
it's
barricades.
Like on a curve. There's probably more houses built around it by now.
Oh, yeah. The house has been torn down since then. Like, yeah. I periodically, I'll get the bug up my ass, or I still get the urge, like, I have to go back up there.
Well, the whole property was eerie.
It was. It was, like, the minute you, so it was surrounded by all these mansions, but then it's this old, dilapidated, rundown house just abandoned in the middle of a field. So we'd had to park on the street and then we'd walk through this field to get up there. And the minute you stepped onto that field, all cell phone reception was done. And, you know, we'd go in and we would be there for, it felt like hours. And then it would only be like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was scary. And I remember, you know,
our flashlights would go dead.
There was that time where, you know, we went to this house three times.
Mom
went four. And we would walk in this line. So it would be April, Mikey, me, you, Mom. And I remember April was seeing something in the middle of the stairs, something moving under the stairs. So she was, like, trying to investigate, see what it was. And you turned the flashlight to the kitchen, and Mom had the camcorder, and every time it went in the kitchen, your flashlight would die. Yeah. So she turned the camera.
The kitchen was so creepy.
And it was like pulsating. The entire room was pulsating on the camera, and Mom was like, "Guys, we need to get the fuck out now." And like we booked it down there.
There had to have been so much like Satan.
Oh my God. There was.
Like some sort of like.
We have somebody in our family that was deep into that lifestyle. You know, they've asked me not to say who it is, but they have said that all of those symbols and stuff there were all satanic in nature. And, you know, there was that noose up in the attic, and it was funny though, because our very first time going there, we were walking through the house, and there was always that truck, that white truck with the guy with the big brimmed hat. We never saw his face.
I never saw his face, yeah.
Yeah, we never saw his face, and he would just sit at our car and just stare at us. And it was like he knew exactly where we were. And...
He did just stare at us. He knew people were, like, in the house.
Yeah. And, like, we
even though we parked all the way down, like, a block and a half.
Yeah. So, I remember us going to the back of the house to the enclosed back porch trying to hide from him. And I kept telling you guys, something is here following us. Something is following us. And Mom would get mean. And she'd be like, if you didn't want to come, if you're going to throw this big of a fit and get so scared, maybe you shouldn't have fucking come. And, like, it was a complete personality switch.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was, like, totally, yeah. It was crazy.
And then, you know, we would watch the recording, and Mom would be like, I'm so sorry. But I remember at that exact moment, you know, the house had, like, the pole string lights. And the string was, like, curved, like somebody was holding it and following us. And Mom was like, I believe you. like, why doesn't anybody ever fucking believe me when I say this stuff?
We were kids.
You know, it was insane. It was intense. And I think, you know, we started bringing stuff home with us. And it made,
Mom's tick.
Mom's tick. So our mom, the fourth time, so the third time we went, my mom found the deed to the house. And it had been abandoned since 1984. And so we took it home with us. And after that, shit started to happen really bad. We started seeing these black figures in our house. My brother would wake up screaming in the middle of the night. No, please, please, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I didn't do anything to you. And, like, it was really scary. And, you know, Mom got that recording when I was at Breezy's house down in the basement of my dresser drawer opening and all my clothes being pulled out. And it was all around that time, so she returned the deed. That's why they went back the fourth time. She was going to return the deed. And she, as they were walking back down the field, she got that weird tick in her arm. Yeah. And she started getting really sick that night, and I was trying so hard to pull it out. Like, the legs were wiggling and everything. It was burrowing in her arm.
Yeah.
It wasn't just biting.
We
it
all
was
remember
boring.
Watching it. Like, it was a bag.
Yeah. And we took her to the hospital, and I sat with her while they dug open her arm, and they said it was just a speck of dust. But, it was scary.
Yeah.
It was a terrifying time. But I think that's really what got, you know, me interested in all of this.
I think that's what got me, like, very scared and not interested in it. And I just kind of was like, nope.
Yeah, you would
I watched
down.
A lot of scary stuff, and I mean, I tried to, like, do more, like, I can't even do a corn maze.
Really?
I mean, I want to. I love corn mazes. I think the idea is really cool. I would love to be scared, but oh my god, I would never be able to do one of those physical ones.
I think the biggest problem that I had with us going there was, you know, at first it was like a thrill. It was like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
Until the last time we went. And
it was more of like a safety situation.
It became a safety situation. It
with
became
children.
A spiritual situation because,
yeah.
You know, one minute we were all together, and then I still have no memory of part of the time we were there. One minute I was with you guys up in the attic trying to hide from that guy, and the next thing I knew I was running through the house by myself, and I couldn't find anybody. You turned out you and April were somewhere inside. Mom and Mikey were in the cellar, and I was running through the place by myself, and I have no clue how I became separated from everyone. And when I went down, I found them in the cellar.
That's creepy.
And this was during my goth phase, so you know, I had the black pants, and I had the black shirt and everything, and I had the white shirt over it. And I go downstairs.
That was the day that Mom left us.
No, that was the very last time. Mom wouldn't let us go back the final time she went, which was when she got the kit. This was the time when we left. I had the skull in dirt on my pants, the kiss mark, and the children's handprint. It's also the time where, you know, we were down in the basement and Mom was climbing into that hole in the cellar that was in the wall that went underneath the entire foundation of the house. And when she came
that
back
I basically
out,
crawled into.
Yeah. When she was crawling back out, somehow there was barbed wire right there, shaped like a noose, and it got wrapped around her neck. And like Mikey and I were trying to rip it off of her. Like it was terrifying. So there was that noose in the basement that Mom almost hung herself on. And it was so scary. And I remember us going that summer, or, you know, we dealt with all of that during school. Oh, Sammy. you know, all that school year, we've dealt with all of the crazy shit happening at home after that. Like, you know, I was a freshman in
So
high
much
school.
stuff.
I was a freshman in high school, and we couldn't even shower by ourselves because we were so
Yeah.
scared. It was just a really scary feeling, and, you know,
I
it.
remember standing outside of the door for each other when we would take showers downstairs. Yeah, I
Or
remember.
mom walking us to our bedroom every night, and we would sleep with the light on, and we would watch Inuyasha until, like, it would play on repeat all night long because
Yeah.
we were too scared to fall asleep. Like,
Yeah.
you and I shared a room at that point. And then I remember one night, you and I had stayed up. It was like a Saturday or something like that. We stayed up and we were watching TV. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden, our bedroom light, like, we had the door shut, but we could see the light turning off and on underneath the door.
Yeah, I
And I remember
remember,
looking
yeah.
at you, and I'm like, we're not going back in there.
No,
You're like, I'm good with that.
yeah. I was so happy you were there that night too for that, 'cause there was, I don't remember them. My mind likes to shut a lot of those things
Yeah, you've
out.
repressed a lot of things.
Yes, so I don't remember a lot, and I do remember that, and I remember feeling so happy to have you there that night, because there's just been so many times where you just don't have someone there,
I know.
and having someone there that witnesses it too, and at that age too, because we were all like teenagers at that point,
Yeah, you were
preteens.
in I you were in 7th grade, so you were hanging out with Elena all the time. Like, you weren't home very much. And I was the one that was not, unless it was the weekend, I wasn't allowed to stay the night at any of my friends' house. None of my friends could come and stay at the house, like, you know, so I spent a lot of time there alone. And it sucked because it was like I had to go through it all by myself. But at the same time, I was like, I'm just really glad that, you know, you're not experiencing anything. And I remember when we,
I was gone a lot.
you were. And I remember, I think that's partially why I wanted to spend that entire
That's partially
summer.
why I was gone a
Yeah.
lot
And
and snuck out a
like, when we still shared a bedroom, you know, because we turned the family room into our bedroom, you know, one would keep the bedroom and then one would take the family room.
Yeah.
And
We just kept switching back and forth.
when we still shared a room, you know, before we, you know, when we first moved in there, I think it was, we had the beds together because it was the bunk bed. And then we separated them into two separate beds. And you would be gone at Elena's and Sarah would stay the night. This was when I was in 8th grade. So before we started going to the Forker house, and that door, we would always have to shut it all the way. And like, after we'd shut, we'd have to lean on it, you know, to make sure that it clicked into place. And I would do that every single night because I don't, like, even now, my door, I don't like it being cracked because I feel like anybody could sit there and watch you. So it was an OCD thing. Like, that was when I was having the
It's like
nightmares.
closets.
The closets don't really bother me anymore.
I mean, if it's like that's like wide open, it doesn't what bother me, but if it's like a little bit like a
Yeah.
cracked 1 inch to 2 inches, I have to shut it or
Yeah.
open it.
But Sarah stayed the night, and she woke up to hearing the door opening, and it like swung open. And you know how that door was. Like, that door did not open. Like, if it
Yeah.
popped open, it would just stay up against the door jamb. It wouldn't actually like swing all the way
Yeah,
open.
yeah,
And she just kind of laid there like,
yeah.
what do I do? It was
I had
scary.
no idea. That's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, that was when I was having the anxiety
I
attacks
don't
every night.
remember. Maybe you remember this specific night. I don't remember what had happened that night, but I remember waking you up and saying something happened. It was in that night. It was when they were still bunk beds, too.
I
'Cause you
don't.
were on the top bunk, weren't you?
No, I was on the bottom bunk
You
because I
sure?
had to be next to the lamp. Yeah, you took the top bunk.
Maybe it was a dream.
It could have been a dream.
It could have.
All I know is during that time, we got. I don't know about you, but I did not sleep hardly at all. I think I went through all of 8th grade year on 2 to 3 hours of sleep a day.
That's crazy. I don't know how you could do that.
I'd sleep, or I would go to bed at 9, and I would have panic attacks until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning before my fi body finally shut down.
I don't know. To this day, though, like, I have a hard time sleeping in Riley's old bedroom.
I don't.
I don't know. I do. Last time I was just there this summer, I got like the heebie-jeebies in there a couple times. It was weird. And I don't get the heebie-jeebies anymore. I don't think about
Really?
those things anymore. No. Here, like in my house, like there's none of those feelings here. And
I don't know. When I was sleeping before Eric.
now, don't get me all scared of my own home
No, it's, you know,
here.
when it was just me, when I spent that
Because I
1 week
spent a lot of
here.
nights here by myself.
I know. No, it was just Kenna's room when I was by
Older.
myself. Yeah.
Older,
When it
yeah.
was just me and Allie. And then Nate was sleeping downstairs. But it wasn't
It was the
enough.
closet.
No, it was just like, I don't know what it was. But it could have also been we had had a conversation about how you kind of got the heebie-jeebies in there. And so I think that might have planted a little thing in my
She got the
head.
heebie-jeebies, or you got the
I
heebie-jeebies?
did. But
And you said that to her?
no, I didn't say anything to
Oh.
her. No, you told me.
Oh. But you got the
Yeah.
heebie-jeebies in Kenna's room. Okay.
Yeah. It's not
Okay.
so bad now that, you know, Eric stays over with
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. It's not like a kid staying with you. It's an adult there with you that like you feel secure and safe with. So
Yeah.
that's always nice.
But I've also never slept in the new room either. So.
It's not
Yeah.
bad.
I mean, Shelby lived there for
Yeah.
3 years.
It's an add-on room too. So that room was actually like not originally added to the house. So yeah.
Yeah. All I know is, you know, we had a really, really weird childhood. And then, you know, I got into like the Wicca and everything, and Haley
That
made
was a
it.
fun stage. I know that you guys were like into it in a weird way, but for to me, I like pictured it into like you guys doing it so innocently. It didn't bother me,
Well,
honestly.
because I went into it with the intention of you don't do any, like, I am a firm believer in the power of three, which is anything you put out in the world comes back to you threefold. Whether that's anything good or anything bad. So I never wanted to do anything that could open up a door. My whole thing was just worshiping the earth for everything that it's given us, which is what Wicca is.
Yeah.
Whereas Haley, she started to get into the darker things. Like she started doing ghost writing. She wanted to use a Ouija board all the time. She was putting curses on people. And
What?
she's actually the reason why I quit practicing because it was too much.
Oh,
You know, there
goodness.
was one night I stayed the night with her, and she threatened me with a pair of scissors.
My gosh.
And I was like, it was like a complete personality change at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And I
What
was
was it
like,
just you two?
yeah, it was just the two of us. And at that point, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't. And I think that was when we were in high school. It was shortly before I got together with Nate's dad. And you know, after that is when things started to really change with her, and she started being, she was always an odd duck. She
Yeah,
always was.
for sure.
But that was when she started becoming a really shitty friend, when she slept with Nate's dad, like in my house. That's why we quit being friends.
I had no idea about
Yeah,
that.
that's why that's why RJ and I broke up. Because I walked in on it
Yeah.
and I left, and I ended up, Brandon and his girlfriend, who's now his wife, came and picked me up.
Yeah.
Like, that was, it was after all of the, like, she started doing the hexes and stuff like that, that her personality really started to change. So I really,
Wow.
yeah, it was intense.
Mind blown. That's crazy.
And I mean, there was so much even more just going to that
We'll
Forker
talk more
house.
about that later.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
But you know. And then, you know, Dad lived across the street from that old abandoned hospital in Colfax. St. Ignatius Hospital, which was just this year featured on Ghost Adventures.
Yeah, and I will say, did you ever stay the night there?
I never stayed the night there, but I did an overnight ghost hunt.
Okay, so I had the pleasure
of staying on the roof with Dad.
I stayed on the night there with Dad. We pitched a tent on the roof. It was right before dusk. We sat up there with chairs. He had a lantern. I had my MP3 player, so we literally just chilled and watched the sunset, and we told ghost stories. Dad's so much fun in that sense.
Like, I know. I mean, we used to go...
so memorable. Like,
dude, we used to go and play hide-and-seek tag with Dad in there all the time.
He was drunk, but...
Dad could have a good time. Dad can be fun.
It was so much fun.
It was.
It was a good memory, honestly, because this memory sticks with me. Yeah. But, so we stay the night. We fell asleep. We were in the tent. We fell asleep. We fell asleep probably like 8:30. We've always went to bed early. I woke up in the middle of the night. Dad's passed out, just dead cold asleep. Mm-hmm. And I hear noises, and they're weird noises. They're coming from the window that we had came in from, which led to where the nuns slept, the nuns' quarters, the very top.
It's actually not technically the nuns' quarters, it's where the traveling priests would come and stay.
It was creepy.
Yeah, no, they that had, room. Like,
their own little rooms.
That place, remember, every time I went up there, I always had a panic attack, and something chased me and attacked me in there.
Yeah. So, we went through a window just right up at the top of the stairs from in there, and I could hear stuff from inside, and I was only one awake, and so I remember plugging in my MP3 player and
trying to
press play.
Yeah.
Drowning it out and went back to sleep. Well, Dad and I woke up just before dawn because I had to pee really bad. I thought I was going to pee my pants by the time we got back. Because we drank so much, I drank so much soda the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So we got back. Dad actually went back to the hospital, went and grabbed our tent and stuff. And I'm not even kidding you. He probably had just gotten back into the apartment, and he looks out the window.
And the cops are there.
The SWAT team.
But it's because they used to practice in
there.
Oh,
yeah, I know. But it was just...
Yeah, you guys narrowly missed it.
Talk about timing. I mean...
And the funny thing is Dad and our stepbrother, Corey, got in trouble for trespassing from going in there.
Yeah.
Do you remember the very first time Dad took us in there and we...
We ran.
Yeah, no. So when we came out, the cops were there. And there was the neighborhood cat. And I was like, oh, I was just trying to get my cat. And they were like, okay, well, next time don't go in there. He'll come out on his own. You know, it's dangerous. There's no trespassing. And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not from here.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get my cat.
Yeah. I'm not from here, but I wanted to eat my cat.
Well, it was my cat that I kept at my dad's.
Yeah, for sure. That was, oh, gosh. That was just so crazy.
So, 2015, October 2015, you know, they started opening up it up through October or September through November for ghost hunts. But they're just little tiny kind of guided tours where you go with a tour guide and they talk to you about, like, the history of it and the most haunted places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I follow this group called Spokane Ghost Crew.
Yeah.
And they posted that they were going to do an actual investigation.
I think I saw this on my Facebook.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, watch out for the fourth floor. Like, there's water damage. The floor's rotted through. So on one half of the wing, you can't walk. It's very dangerous. The nuns' quarters is the most haunted place. And the children's ward. And, like, I was telling them all these places. And I was like, you know, I used to go and play hide-and-seek tag in there all the time with my dad and my sister. And they messaged me and they were like, hey, can you call our office?
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be homesick that day. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I called them and they were like, we wanted to extend to you a formal invitation to come and hunt with us.
When was this?
October 2015.
Oh, okay.
So Lori came with me. I asked if it was okay if she could come. And we went. And we got there at midnight because we had to work. We had to work that night. So we left work as fast as we could and got to the hospital. At this point, I lived just down the street from there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I could see the hospital from my living room windows.
Yeah.
And we didn't leave there until, like, 4:30 in the morning. And there was so much shit. Like, I kept telling them, I'm hearing growls. I keep hearing growls. Like, you know, it was just weird things. And I kept telling them, something's not right. Something's very different. You know, when we used to go in there, it would be fun. You know, we never really were too terribly scared. Whereas this time I was getting very... It was hard to explain. It was kind of like with the Forker house, with that terror. Like, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I thought, you know, it's just in my head. I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety. You know, I have generalized anxiety and stuff. And
you need to disappear,
so I just dealt with it. And then, you know, we go down to the basement. At this point, we had separated into two separate groups. So... you know that the hospital was still in operation until 2006, right?
Yeah.
So it became, they built Paul's Place to move all of the special needs people, but they kept some special needs people there. And the tube feeders, which were like the people who were in a permanent vegetative state, that's what they called them, was the tube feeders. They were down in the basement in this one closed off room. There was, like, you go down there and there's, like, three small rooms, but there's no windows, there's nothing. No way to get in and out. You still have to go up these one stairs. So we go down there. Half the group is upstairs trying to find a ball that had been sitting in the hallway and was all of a sudden gone. We're telling them, we're getting ready to leave, you know, do something. And at this point I was like, nothing's happened so far. It's been all in my head, so I'm going to be ballsy. And I was like, oh, they're not going to do anything. They're just a bunch of fucking pussies. Like, I started provoking, which, you know, I never do. I don't believe in that. Like, that is something that I'm very, very against. It's the dog. I see you over there staring. Her door just kind of slowly opened and then shut again. And it was her dog. But,
I just saw it out of the corner of my eye.
And you very slowly just kind of, like, looked. No, so I started provoking. I was like, you know, they're not going to show themselves. They're not going to do anything. They're just a bunch of pussies. Like, they're just going to, this is going to be it. And they're not going to, they're missing their chance. And all of a sudden, we started hearing dog barking. And, like, the entire room seemed to shake. Which was weird because we were in a basement. The room should not have been shaking. It was like an earthquake almost. And I was like, oh my God. And like, we all heard it and we go barrel rushing upstairs. At this point, our cameras were off, which sucked because we didn't get that footage.
Mm-hmm.
We go running upstairs because we're like, well, maybe they're standing up there fucking with us. They were on the complete opposite side of the hospital from where we were at. And I was like, oh my God. So like, Lori and I looked at each other and we were like, holy shit. Did that really fucking happen? She goes, I'm kind of scared to go home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I feel it. Because I can see this place from my living room. Like, I don't fully get to leave.
Was it just you and Lori that saw that?
No, it was me, Lori, Richard Guthrie, and then, do you remember Amanda Hall? I went to elementary school with her. Her mom, or Amanda Ray. Her mom was Debbie Ray. She worked at Audubon. Anyways, Amanda's brother was in the team as well.
Her mom wasn't a teacher, though.
No, she just worked at the school.
Okay, I'll talk to you about that later, but yes, okay. I know exactly who that
okay.
is. Yeah.
So Amanda's older brother was with us. So it was four of us, and then there was like four other people on the other side of the...
Interesting.
Yeah, it was weird. It was an odd time, and when I got home, our apartment there was haunted, and I had a really hard time falling asleep that night because I was like, I feel like whatever it is that was there followed me home because I was a fucking dumbass and I went against everything that I believe in and I started provoking because I really do not feel like it's just spirits there anymore. I think something has happened in there that has invited something in. And that's actually why they were on Ghost Adventures and Paranormal Lockdown. They were also on that. They closed it down to tours because people were getting attacked.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
And that was the biggest tourist thing in Colfax. That was bringing in 90% of our revenue. So it was like every weekend was sold out, but they had to close it down because it was too dangerous.
What will people do when they get attacked?
Scratches. There was one guy there. Something had attached him to it to the point where he couldn't walk, and he felt like it was just taking over him. He got very angry and like it was just not good.
Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah. So have you ever experienced anything else, like since you've been out of mom's house?
Not really. One, a lot of the houses I've lived in have been new.
You've gotten lucky.
Like literally built within the last 10 to 15 years new.
Oh, wow.
Some of them probably within the last 50 years. So, yeah. I mean, like, it's like roommates, of course.
Yeah.
And this house that I'm in now, I don't know what era it was built in. I'll have to ask my landlord. It's not like super old at all. I know that. So,
You could probably check Zillow.
probably. I could probably do my research, but I mean, that. I don't know if that has to do with anything either. Like, can someone's lifestyle alter the fact that I literally just do not have the time to notice those type of things? Because by the time that I lay my head down to go to bed, I'm so exhausted from the day. Like,
Well, yeah,
how can I have time to even think about like what's going on around me? I will say, I don't like the dark. I'm scared of the dark. I'm at night by myself. I guess I'm more scared of like not supernatural things, but more of like the natural things of like life that happen than
It's the
ghosts.
unknown.
Oh,
Anything could happen.
yeah. Like, I mean, I'm by myself at night, so the fact that Josh goes to work every single night, it really scares me. We have extra bars in each window if they don't have a certain lock.
Yeah, you've got the bars that prevent you from being able to slide the window open.
Exactly. Yeah, but even this like slider door, I don't have one, but the lock, it works, but it still makes me nervous.
But you're also on the slider's on the top floor too, so it'd be
Even though it's
pretty
on like,
difficult.
yes, but even though it's on the second floor, it just makes me nervous because, if people have intentions, they'll get it done.
Yeah.
Especially if they've had those intentions, if they're scouting out or, just those freaky things that happen to people. So,
Yeah.
I
Luckily, though,
will
you do have
say,
Sammy.
yeah, we have Sammy. We
You have
have
weapons.
our own weapons. We protect our own home. We know how to protect our home. I know how to protect me and my children. So I'm not like scared in that sense at all. It's just being unprepared. The unprepared is really scared of anything. I hear phantom cries when I'm in the shower, but what mom doesn't?
I mean, yeah.
Is that
I
paranormal?
don't think so. I think it's more of like, oh, am I hearing my kid?
Right?
Paranoia type thing. I know mom still hears things in the house. We still deal with
I believe
whatever it
it.
was.
That house is weird.
We both still deal.
Wasn't it built on like a grave?
No.
Something was built, like, near an Indian gravesite, wasn't it?
That was Jessica's trailer in Lewiston. It was on Native American burial land because it's on the reservation.
Mm-hmm.
But Mom's house is not. It was built in, I think, the 50s. The last time it was updated, really, was in the 70s. But I don't know.
Except for her bathroom.
Yeah, except for the upstairs bathroom. That's new. But, I mean, you know, she'll hear if Chad's at work or still sleeping, you know. When she does, like, swing shift, she'll come home in the middle of the night and she'll hear, hello? You know, a little kid asking, you know, hello. Or Dakota will be laying there and then he'll stop and he'll just sit at the stairs. And I noticed that when I lived at home. I would hear a noise downstairs and Dakota would immediately perk up and he would look.
I was like,
yep. I know something's going on because the dog is reacting to it, too. It's not just in my head.
I'll have to ask Josh. There was something that freaky happened the last time we were there with Kenna. I think she either, like, woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know. She did something weird.
Was that when she was a baby?
No, it was, like, this last time we were there.
Oh.
Because I remember Otto was sleeping next to me and, like, my mind was racing and I was just kind of thinking about, like, coming home. Mm-hmm. It was after we all went to Silverwood and whatnot. And we had everyone in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenna was, like, talking in her sleep or something. She does that, though, a lot. She'll mm-hmm. talk in her sleep. Josh does it, too. But she says some weird stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
She dreams some weird stuff sometimes, I think. That poor girl. She likes creepy stuff, too, though.
I know when Allie... So I lived there, you know, when Allie was 4 months old, we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed there for 5 months. And before we moved in, you know, aside from her sleep apnea, we'd never really had too much of a problem with her sleeping. The day we moved in with
Except
Mom.
Except for her night terrors. Is that when her night terrors start?
No. So... When we moved in with Mom, that was when she quit sleeping. Like, she would scream from 8 o'clock at night until, 1 o'clock in the morning. Whenever Mom would come home from work, because she was on swing shift at that point, and I was working at Target.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be just bawling because I can't get her to stop screaming. It's the middle of the night. She's been screaming for 6 hours straight, and she just will not stop. So Mom would rock her for me, and she would get her to sleep, and then she'd be up at 4 a.m. And so she was not sleeping at all. But then she'd stay the night at Sean's mom's, and she'd sleep just fine.
Oh.
I don't know. And then the night we moved back home to Colfax with Sean, she slept the whole night.
Hmm.
It was, like, she was 9 months old at that point. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I thought maybe she had colic, but at that point, she should have been past the point of colic. Colic mm-hmm. is usually 2 months old for 6 weeks, not 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
then she's, like, gassy. Was she teething?
She had popped some of her teeth at that point. We were doing the teething tablets. Like, it wasn't, it was
I
just.
I mean, sometimes you just can't even help that pain, though. Like, nothing can help that pain sometimes.
I don't know. It was literally every night that we were at Mom's. It was never anywhere else. It was only at Mom's. And then when we moved back in, like, 2 years ago when I lost everything and I moved back home, you know, we slept in Riley's old room. And her, me, and Nate would share a bed. And she would kick me in the middle of the night. And that's when the night terrors started, was when we moved back in with Mom.
Wow.
And I don't notice it nearly as bad when she's at my house. Like, but I also give her melatonin every night. Like, she can't sleep without melatonin now.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's rough. You know, we definitely still feel things. I still feel the dark stuff occasionally. You know, like, I can usually, I'm pretty sensitive to that stuff. I can usually tell if it's just a regular spirit or something else. It's just got that thing about it. And it usually doesn't bother anybody else but me.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally mom. But, like, when I experience it, like, at Leah's house, it's mainly when I'm only alone.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody else in the house has ever felt anything. It's just me. But Gabe feels it, too. Like, I'd be laying in bed, and I would all of a sudden feel it watching me, and then all of a sudden I'd hear things moving in the room, and Gabe would sit up, and he would literally watch it from corner to corner. It was creepy. And I miss Gabe for that, because then I was like, I got my baby here to protect me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I've also learned, though, since being a kid, the less attention you pay it, it usually goes away.
Yeah, and I think
you don't give it that attention and that fear.
Probably why I don't have.
You just refuse to acknowledge it.
I literally just don't acknowledge it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm thinking right now, as I'm thinking about it, there's been times where, like, you walk into, like, an old restroom, and you're the only one in that restroom.
And
you
have that
this weird, eerie, like, so you're just like, fuck this, and you turn mm-hmm. around, and you walk out. Like, I ain't in that bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened probably a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially here in Portland.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, old restaurants here.
Yeah, I usually don't feel it when I'm in anywhere that's a public place. It's usually just by myself. I'll be taking a shower and I'll feel it just kind of watching me or laying in bed or when I'm going downstairs to check on the kids, you know, in the middle of the night and all of the lights are off and I could just feel it watching me, but I don't acknowledge it. I don't run. Like, that's my biggest thing is running. Like, I don't run from it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The bowling alley was the worst place.
Yeah.
Because it was down in the basement. Nate saw horrible things. Like, you couldn't get away from it down there.
Oh, that place was creepy.
I mean, it was...
Just walking down there was creepy.
Everything was about weird. It was still stuck in the 1940s.
The whole thing was just weird.
But I think we should probably wrap this up for the night. I have another surprise episode for you guys later this week. It'll be amazing. I can't wait to have you guys hear it. But, yeah, my sister's going to be flying to Sacramento tomorrow, mm-hmm. everybody. So wish her well travels and keep her in your thoughts.
Thanks.
I have the Facebook page, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all things that go bump in the night podcast. As always, you know, recommend us to your friends and family that might like it. And we hope you all have a wonderful week and hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say, Mick?
No.
Thanks for having me. Of course. Yeah, it was very fun.
Yeah.
It was really exciting to be on your podcast. Thanks, Kel.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I was excited.
Yeah.
So.
It was a great surprise, honestly.
Uh-huh. I'm glad I thought of it.
Yeah,
totally. So,
I mean, why not?
I know. Course. Coming down here, you're the one that's been there with everything for me, so.
Literally, we've witnessed everything firsthand together. Why wouldn't mm-hmm. we talk about it firsthand together?
Exactly.
There's been so much. I mean, I'm sure if I were to actually remember things, there would be some crazy mm-hmm. shit that would be needed to talk about, too, I'm sure, but... Maybe that's another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully. All right. Have a wonderful night, everybody.
Bye.